The HRM opened applications for the Neighborhood Seed Kits program. We're here today with Kate Moon, Parks and Recreation Community Developer, to learn more about this initiative. Hi, Kate. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
So, Kate, can you tell us a little bit about what this Neighborhood Seed Kits are about?
Yeah, this is an opportunity for neighbors to share an activity together in their neighborhood. So we have 5 different vegetable seeds that folks can get. It's all free. We are looking for applications by the end of the month, by March 31st. And we need at least 2 people from the neighborhood that are signing up to apply together. And we are looking for information on how those folks plan to invite the rest of their neighborhood in to participate in growing the food. Because though growing the food is exciting, and there's lots of wonderful things about gardening, what we're most excited about is the seeds being used as an excuse for neighbors to talk with one another and connect.
What do the applications look like?
It's a 2-page application with very short answers. We're trying to make sure that it's very accessible for people. So we're looking for 2 people from the neighborhood to apply. They can tell us if there's more people that are helping with the initiative from the get-go. We're looking for what area they're targeting to engage. So we are looking for applications that target more of a specific neighborhood and not so much a large community, ideally. So of course, everyone's neighborhood looks a little bit different. So that's going to depend on where you live. We're looking for how they will reach out to their neighbors to engage in doing the activity. You know, they might already know some people that are interested in gardening, which is great. But we also want to hear about how are you reaching out to those neighbors that you might not know yet or not know very well. And maybe they don't garden, but they would love to have an opportunity to try with you. And we hope that along the way that there'll be some opportunities for connecting, like for those that are new to gardening or don't have a great green thumb like myself, that they can still ask questions of the other neighbors that know how to garden. And we do give them some tips when they get their kits. But mostly they'll be relying on each other for their great gardening skills.
Yeah, that was my next question. As someone who is interested in gardening but has never done it before, can I apply for this?
Absolutely. You don't have to be a skilled gardener. You just have to be a human being that's talking with another human being in your neighborhood and want to connect with other people. So we've chosen seeds that our horticulturalists recommended as kind of a low barrier things to grow. So you don't need a lot of equipment with these seeds. They should be fairly successful as long as you have some sun and some reasonable soil to grow them in. But of course, if you have access to compost-rich soil, that's certainly an advantage for most plants.
What kind of seeds are these?
We have kale seeds, basil, Swiss chard, beans, and zucchini.
Would you say this is one of the ways that maybe the city can address food insecurity?
Yeah, it's certainly one of the bonuses of the project is getting more people interested in gardening, feel comfortable with gardening. You know, the price of food is going up and there's, you know, more and more talk about food insecurity, which is important. It's not the goal of our project specifically. It's a tertiary benefit of what we're doing, because what we really care about is the relationships that are built along the way. But I think there's a strong connection there to people connecting and communities themselves being more sustainable when people are more connected, whether that's by growing their own food or just sharing information with one another, building relationships.
Where can students get their seeds?
You can apply on halifax.ca. You can find the application. So if you search halifax.ca/placemaking, or you just go to our Halifax website at halifax.ca and search seed kits or search placemaking, it will come up there at the top of the page. You can find the application. It's a 2-page application, and you send it to the community developer in your area. So if you are on the peninsula, then that would be me.
And is this an annual initiative?
It's something that started over COVID, because out of our neighborhood placemaking program, So neighborhood placemaking, we do more intensive projects with neighborhoods where the community developers work with a local group of neighbors that want to do a placemaking project in their neighborhood and engage their wider neighborhood to make a small scale placemaking project. But we couldn't have people gather over COVID. So we thought of something that would be small and accessible and kind of quick, where people could do a shared activity outside, but they wouldn't necessarily have to gather, but they would have reason to maybe see each other on the street or in their yards and still be able to share information and connect in that way. And it's been very popular, so we've continued the program. So maybe if we're lucky that some of these neighborhoods that try growing seeds together will start getting some momentum and the connection and interest that people are wanting to do projects in their community. And it would be lovely to see some of the neighborhoods that apply for the seed kits eventually apply for our larger neighborhood placemaking program.
Thank you very much, Kate. Are there any current initiatives you would also like to share with Dalhousie students and audiences listening or raise awareness about?
Well, if you're interested in gardening, we do have a community garden program. So if you know a city-owned lot that you'd like to garden in, we are inviting applications for that by the end of this month, March 31st. And those applications can be found, again, on halifax.ca if you search community gardens. And if anyone has any questions about those, your community developer is here to help. And again, if you're on the peninsula, that'd be myself, Kate Moon. And we are here for support for different volunteering initiatives. We run a volunteer conference every year in November. We have volunteer awards that are coming up in April. We do board training. So if anyone's interested in learning about being on a board or volunteering more generally, we have a program called Step Up to Leadership, which is starting in 2 weeks' time, and people can apply, I think, till the end of next week, until about the 17th of March. And that program runs every spring and every fall.